This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
Macca here. I'm back in control of the studio. Before I talk about my op-ed, I just want to congratulate Tim Wilson and Josh Burns, one, for being great sports, surrendering an hour of their Saturday to come in here and be hosts and organise guests, and to do it so professionally and to engage with our community directly. A couple of messages here. One, from their comments, really great to hear the acknowledgement for all the volunteer work. Volunteers matter. Joy is the voice of our community. It is always under a threat of oppression, even from legislation. Thanks for recognising the work in our community. And
Oh, hang on. Fiona's got another big message just coming across there, Macca.
Well done to all. It was informative, entertaining, and above all necessary. We should all keep the dialogue constant and open. This way, and only this way, will we find the middle ground. And a couple of others. From Paul, saying, can these guys do it live as a midsummer show next year? Definitely. Melina from Brighton, fantastic interview. Mac, I didn't actually do it, Melina, it was those guys. Also fantastic to see two members of Parliament engaging in friendly conversations. Tim and Josh, what a dream team. Nothing makes me happier than bipartisanship on a Sunday even in Windsor. So, and someone who says, I'm actually on a boat getting ready for a wedding in Goldstein and listening to Joy. So again, we had Tim Wilson, member for Goldstein, Josh Burns, member for McNamara, in the studio as hosts, and they organised their own guests. As I said, it was a bit of a, not so much a risk, it was a chance we took, and I think it paid off. I fully intend to do this again. The challenge was down for Tim to get ScoMo and for Josh to get Anthony Albanese. If we can get that, please send round an oxygen tank because Macca will faint. But we have some other politicians in mind, including a Green, for the future, where we're going to do this again. I hope you enjoyed it. I think it was good radio. Now, my op-ed this week, it's really short. I want people to actually think about the undercurrent of racism that is surfacing through coronavirus. It is not a Chinese disease. It is a communicable disease, sorry, and it's infectious. It can be passed on in a number of ways, and I'm not sure exactly how it can be passed on. I know it can be passed on, you know, through hand contact. What we need to remember is we all have to live on this planet. We all have to share this planet. The challenge of this virus is very strong. It's already killed a lot of people and it will kill a lot more. But it is not a Chinese disease. Now, if I have a criticism other than that, other than making that statement, it is the Chinese government, right, have not, in the initial stages of this, have not acted, in my opinion, as a responsible government. Remember, the doctor who first talked about this on some WeChat platforms, he was made to sign a false confession, and he was punished by the Chinese government. He's now dead because he caught the disease. The Chinese government bear a lot of responsibility for the initial spread of this disease, and they should hang their heads in shame. But it is not a Chinese disease. Okay? So I just wanted to say that, and I noticed that because walking into the studio this morning, a number of Chinese restaurants, in the way that I walk in, are not open. They're open at this time of morning, but they're not open, and there's signs that they're closed for another week because people are not going there. And there are also some of them have signs about, you know, their food handling methods and stuff, and please be reassured that it's safe. Remember, it is not a Chinese disease. It is a disease that potentially started in a part of China. Okay?
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.